It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's definitely going to be different not having those matchups that you would expect every year.
Because the NHL drafts, like, 17-year-olds. The NHL has to tread the water really carefully. Like, they don't even have a goalie. Like, what is the draw? But going into this year because of the Seattle Kraken's expansion draft. But,
where is this going?
Listen, hear me out. It's going somewhere.
It's just not part of hockey. Like,
really looks like that weird dad I don't want me to pick up from school. Like,
welcome to Slapshot Sweethearts.
Okay. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Slapshot Sweethearts. First of all, shout out to everyone who joined our live on Wednesday. We are so excited to see so many people. We can't wait to keep doing those. And we're so excited to have such a positive response to those. But today, Shannon, we're going to talk logos.
Yeah, shout out to all of our Senators followers, because we didn't realize that your shit logo was so controversial. Our friends at New Era Sens, the newest hockey podcast on the Belly Up Podcast Network, challenged us to rank our logos, so we are excited to release these three episodes. This will be a three-part series of 32 to 22, 21 to 11, and then our top 10 logos.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're not going to love our opinions here.
Was not my last. I can't say that for you, but, you know, without further ado, we can just dive right in, shall we?
Bring on number 30. Two, and we are including Seattle in all of this, even though they have yet to become to fruition, but they already are branding.
Yes. So 32 to 22. Here we go. Meg, would you like to start?
I don't understand the attachment to it. I think the face looks really weird and kind of creepy. Like, you don't like the devil's mustache. Like, I don't like this dude's facial features. I feel like he's mad at me. Like, I don't know.
You know what I struggle with?
I feel like they've had some better ones before.
What exactly? That's what I really struggle with, is that they went from their quote-unquote 3D logo to this. Like, what?
That was better. Like, that would have been, like, solid in the 20s.
Right. Like, where did they go from in their heads? In the marketing?
What focus group said this was right?
And you know what? That's where I find interesting, is that the Senators fans are all like, oh, I am so excited that they went for this. And I guess, you know what? I can't say that I have really swan dove into Senators games this season. They really haven't given me much to watch. However,
there's not really a reason to.
Exactly. So I haven't seen how these look on logos, or on jerseys. Part of me thinks that they might look like the Toronto Six logos, but that's a generous thing to say.
Because right, those are cool, the Toronto Six. Not
right. But then I see, like, branding on social media, and I see this logo, and I'm like, what? Like, am I looking at, like, a history class about Greek mythology? Like, I don't understand it. But that's not my last. My number 32 is our reigning Stanley Cup champion, the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know what? I say it about college football all the time. Uniforms and branding that is two-toned absolutely grinds my gears. And you're going to see that in these bottom 10. I can't stand teams and logos and branding that have two colors. We are in 2021, people. Add multi-tone designs to your logos, your branding, your uniforms. There are professional graphic designers everywhere that can help you make this look better. And Tampa can't even add a second color to their logo. They only have
like a blue shadow or something.
You can't even add white to the circle. And don't even tell me
there's this. Like a cloud right there.
It's from Wikipedia and the NHL site. I confirmed it on both. So this, don't even tell me that this isn't the right one, because it is. And it's so frustrating because, again, the classic Tampa Bay logo is amazing. Their throwback uniforms are fantastic. And then you have this? What?
I don't know.
Ugh, I mean, I don't know. It's a great start to, you know, what's going to be a fantastic 31, as we just discussed.
Okay, so you picked up from my 32 to your 31.
Yeah. Senators, get your shit together. Meg, 31.
Yeah. I think the Chicago Blackhawks logo is pretty controversial. I'm not really for it. I do think they need a redesign, and that's kind of where I'll leave that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even really have to go into much of a deeper dive. We've got the Washington Football Team. We've got the Cleveland Indians. We've got all of these different teams that have been requested in the right to redo their branding and redo, you know, all of their team programming. And the Blackhawks are just sitting here with this logo and not doing anything about it. And it's frustrating because, contrary to my entire previous argument about the Lightning, I really like a lot of the Blackhawks branding because of all the colors that they include. However, it's from a very controversial mascot.
Yeah. Okay. Number 30. Give it to me.
We're going to get absolutely reamed for how many original six teams we have in the bottom 10.
So, I think it's valid, though.
Yeah,
just because they're original six doesn't mean they've kept up.
No, and that's the exact argument, is that they're going to say they're an original six team, it's a classic logo, blah, blah, blah. The Maple Leafs have not updated this logo beyond adding more detail to the leaf. I don't know that leaves have...
I respect the leaf detailing, though.
I don't. Well, I tweeted the other day on our social media that the Maple Leafs had a jersey the other day that was gray. It was blue, white, and gray. And
yeah.
A bunch of people were like, I don't like this at all. And I was like, I love this. It's like they incorporated another color. Like, call the press.
Shocking.
I don't think it looked bad, but this logo has never wowed me. They could do something that... Like, find even an alternate logo.
Yeah.
Which gets to your 30, because their alternate logo is so much better than their regular logo.
Totally. Yeah, the Carolina Hurricanes logo just kind of, like, doesn't do it for me. This feels like something that they had in, like, an episode of, like, Rocket Power as a kid. They went into this, like, skate park, and they had these, like, coins they had to, like, give them to, like, get in. This is, like, ridiculous that this is what comes to my mind. But it's like, this is like something out of a 90s cartoon. It's just, what about this screams hockey or Carolina, other than like, yeah, okay, I guess this is a hurricane.
No, but I was like, thinking, what about that screams hurricane? Nothing. It looks like a skateboard.
Nothing. It's like the hurricane symbol of like when you're tracking it on a weather map. But like, I don't need a meteorologist to tell me what hockey team I'm watching.
It almost looks like when I go into Microsoft Word, picture me like middle school Shan, and I have to search like clip art for a project and click on the first thing that says hurricane, like this is what's coming up.
Yeah.
All right. 29. Again, the original six. The Red Wings, again, have this logo has detail. It has design, and I really appreciate the time it took to design this logo, but tell me the last time it was updated. Like, same with the Canadians. Tell me the last time a graphic designer looked at this logo and added updates to it. Add another color. Add something to make it modernized. Red Wings are desperate, both in roster and in branding, to enter 2021.
Well, at least they were fun to talk to on Wednesday, and we got to have some Red Wings folks on.
Yes, I will preemptively bring up their logo with them, and you will get a little preview of this episode.
Anyway, yeah. So then it comes to, like, me with Montreal. I understand that this is, like, a logo that has a deep-rooted history of something day hockey with a C. But, like, it hasn't changed. Like, what about this says Montreal?
And you know what? I think that's kind of...
They're too rooted in their history.
Well, that's the trend both with original six teams and with Canadian teams, I'm realizing. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, I'm going to keep using the college football comparison because there's so much history in college football. But I think they're so rooted in their history that they're apprehensive to modernize anything about it. And because Canada is so rooted in hockey and so rooted in the history of hockey, it's not going to modernize. And I think that's, again,
which is a damn shame
that we're gonna keep it. You can't make a reverse retro jersey if you've never modernized anything. Like, look at the Red Wings reverse retro. They just swapped a color. Like, they didn't do anything, and not by adding a color. When I say swap the color, they just swapped the red and white on where they go on the jersey. So, like, didn't do anything special.
It's an inverse jersey, not a reverse retro.
Exactly. Here we go. Now we're getting into some controversy.
Okay. I got thoughts for your pick here.
I have the Kings 28 here. I don't like this logo. I don't think it does a lot. Again, the Kings, I appreciate the crown because that's where the, like, retro part of their branding is. And I do, we've spoken about this offline, appreciate the logos that have shields on them. I think most of my top 10 has some sort of either shield or very intricate design to it. However, I really do not like how LA did this. I don't think that it really encapsulates their brand. Like, I don't think it encapsulates what they could be and what their branding could be entirely. Like, what about this besides the fact that it has their old crown at the bottom say, like, LA Kings to you? It doesn't scream.
I think the letters say LA. I think the crown says Kings, and I love pendants. And I like the whole black, gray, and white thing. Like, their whole brand of it.
Yeah, no, the colors are...
All fine. I wear is black, let's be real.
Yeah, I like the fact that they went for black, gray, and white, because I think that a lot of teams are not really doing that anymore, and it's really underrated. Like you said, every young woman relies on black as a color to wear. However, there's...
Black section in my closet is by far the largest.
I guess that's where I struggle, is that because they went with these colors, there's so much potential that they did not leverage here.
No, you're wrong. You're just wrong. moving into my... You're just false. You'll see where I put them later and why I'm so defensive. Calgary Flames, I mean, like, I get it. It's a sea on fire because it's a flame. But, like, put some dimension to this flame. Like, I want to see, like, real ass, like, orange, red, yellow shading. Like, if I went to get a tattoo of this, I would be like, dude, you need to work on your shading. Like, this is just so...
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Fine, maybe. Imagine, I don't know
if they, like, made this logo but gave it the dimension and the detail that the Avalanche logo has, it would look incredible.
Yes, then I would be on board for it, because I like the concept, I don't like the execution.
That's how I feel about the Kings logo, though. I think we're getting into a range. These logos aren't just straight bad. There's just, like, we have surpassed...
We've left bad.
Goodbye, Ottawa. Goodbye, Tampa. We miss you. I think we're moving into the realm of missed opportunity here, and I think Calgary is definitely ranked nearby for me, and I think, like you said, there's just so much they could have done with these, and Calgary really prides themselves on their uniforms and their, you know, sweaters, and I don't like the way this logo looks on their sweaters, because it's not detailed.
No, we'll have to get someone on from who is a Calgary pod or fan and kind of get their take on it, because I can't really see the excitement.
Potentially. Absolutely.
Okay, 27. I have the Florida Panthers. As much as I like a shield, I really, and I said this to Shan offline, I feel like the Florida Panthers logo is like they tried to remake the Penn State Nittany Lion and just kind of missed.
And you know what I'll say about both of our rankings here? I have the Coyotes here because I hate this logo. And I hate that this is their primary logo when they have their retro logo that everyone absolutely loves. I think I'm speaking for you, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I think that you would rank the Panthers higher if their primary logo, which I don't know if this is their primary logo or not, because this was in the NHL division rankings or the division breakdown, but the logo with the Panther, I really don't want to do it, but the Panther like this, like coming at you.
Yeah, the one that's like coming towards
you. That looks really good. And I like this pendant. I like it better than the Kings. But I understand where you're coming from that, you know, all of the like war cat, not war cats, but like aggressive cats, like jungle cats are really overdone in sports. So
yeah, and no one does it differently. It's just all the same. Like, do it differently, maybe I'll like it. But I feel like I could. Like, I painted a Penn State Pong table this summer, and I like painted this exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Penn State's doing it particularly differently than anyone else. But as a Penn Stater, you're not gonna ever agree with me that Penn State's branding is boring. So.
Yeah, I won't.
So I mean, the Coyotes are missing an opportunity going with a boring ass clip art of a coyote howling instead of their reverse retro and really leaning into their history of the region. But that's that. 26. This is where I have the Blackhawks for the same reason as Megan. I just ranked them a bit higher because the colors that they use around this logo, I really enjoy. But
yeah, see, for me, the controversy kind of outweighs like the coloring. But I mean, it is what it is. I have the Canucks. I just. It's like, I look at it and my head tilts. I'm just kind of like, oh, like, what's happening here? Like, I understand it is a animal coming out of water.
A whale.
But, like, that too. It's a whale coming out of water. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't spark joy.
They worked hard with the indigenous people of the region to design these logos to make sure that they were not offensive, which I do appreciate. And Braden Holtby did have a controversy over the off season when he was trying to design a mask. And it was coming off as slightly controversial. And I do appreciate that the Canucks went to that kind of detail. What bugs me the same way that, you know, the Panthers logo, like I was saying, teams have more than one logo. And it's kind of difficult to tell what their primary logo is. The Canucks have this, like, rectangle logo that is just straight up looks just like a hockey stick. But it's, like, the most boring logo I've ever seen in my entire life. It would be like if you were learning how to use like Photoshop and you just were like clipping squares together. It is horrendous. So, I mean, again, I have not really dabbled in Northern Division games this season because my teams are not playing them, which is probably not the best. I would have to look to see which one has donned the Canucks logo more frequently this year, but that's that.
25. The Anaheim Duckies. I feel like I sound so dumb every time I call them the Duckies, but it kind of just, like, sticks in my head now. Which, they are one of my NHL TV blackout teams, so I have not really gotten the chance to watch them. But their reverse retro, love it. This logo, doesn't do it for me, though.
Yeah, the Duckies. Anaheim has really fallen weak the same way that the Coyotes have, the same way that other teams have. In modernizing in the wrong way, your Mighty Ducks logo is fantastic. Literally never get rid of it. I don't like your reverse retro jersey because it looks a little bit like the duck is farting into the sky. However, just the mask logo, I am actively shopping for. Like, tabs are open on my computer. And then you
I would have by far put it in my top five.
Yeah. And then you have this logo. And I'm like, I get it. It's a D, I think. I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah, but like, that's what I thought. Are we wrong?
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm just confirming that I'm not saying something incorrect. But, like, it's fine. Like, I know it's the Ducks when I look at it, but, like, I don't know. The reason that I like the Ducks branding now, besides the Wild Wing Mighty Ducks logo, is their colors, which they do a fine job including multiple colors here. And they have an anniversary logo this year on their Twitter. If you look at their Twitter bio, that looks really great as well. But, I mean, because people can still name the Mighty Ducks logo by, you know, by name on a daily basis, I don't know why they would still leverage this one. I would go back. I think that would get them a lot more notoriety.
Yeah.
24.
So you have here the Hurricanes, which we've already kind of went at.
Yeah, same reason, just different, just a little higher.
I'm going to disappoint our friends from New Jersey.
How are you doing?
I don't actually, me?
Yeah, what are you doing with the devil here?
I don't want to hurt our friend. I just, like, I truly didn't understand what was happening here until maybe a minute ago. Like, yes. I kid you not, and I think part of the reason I did this, when I was a kid, I thought this was supposed to be, like, a wrench. Like, I was like, what is the devil trying to fix? Like, why is there a tool?
I'm so glad I didn't just spit my water.
Yeah, I mean, that's genuinely what I thought this was for the longest time, and until maybe a minute and a half ago, I didn't realize
it was like a wrench. I'll give it to
devil.
You. And I like, don't love the shape of the tail. It's a little odd. I wish they just kept it the same width.
Yeah, please, like, tell me that the top of this logo does not look like a wrench.
It does.
It's like a double-sided
tool. I'm feeling a little bit worse about where I ranked them because it does look a lot like a wrench. But the reason why I
love your relationship with the devil because you wronged them so much.
I mean,
them by not putting them in our top five, and now I'm wronging them.
It's definitely not in my top five. I'll have to check. The reason I like this logo though is because it's simple. It is really simple, but it's creative in the sense that you can very clearly tell what it is, what it's trying to accomplish,
and what it's doing. I thought it was cool.
I mean, no. It's devil horns, a tail, it's an N, and the tail looks like a J, too.
Oh my god! I'm from New Jersey, and I did not even think of that till you said it. I totally get it now.
Like, it's a smart, well thought out logo. I think they could add a little bit more dimension. They could add more detail to kind of modernize it. But, like...
Mind blown.
Oh my word. We need to move on before Megan really dissects this look. Oh.
Here comes the lowest of our teams ranked in here. Shannon has taken the L for the Boston Bruins.
I apologize to all Bruins fans. I apologize to all of our Bruins podcast friends, but I cannot get behind the Bruins logo any longer. You know, it's a well-designed, detailed logo. I'll give them that. It's fine.
I said this on a different podcast this week with Tip of the Iceberg podcast. I think they asked me about reverse retro jerseys, and I was like, I don't like Boston's. Like, that's so boring.
Yeah, okay, so that's
like, the whole thing. It's too yellow and it's boring.
The Bruins Spoke to Be has been the same with variations of spokes and color inversions for the entirety of the franchise's life. And that's fine if you really want to stick to one design. But I literally beg for some sort of modernization and an alternate logo. Some sort of detail. And I physically cannot understand everyone that wants the creepy Pooh Bear logo to come back. I never, ever, ever, ever want to see a bright yellow logo with a old bear, confused bear face on it. Never, never do I want to see that. And never do I want to see a reverse retro with the same logo that we use right now on it. Make another logo. The Winter Classic jersey with the like half circle logo is fantastic. That was the alternate for the last few years before they brought in just the plain yellow B. Again, another B. Like, bring in something else. I'm like literally begging. And there are other teams that are victim of this too. The Flyers do not have an alternate logo. The Penguins don't have an alternate logo that I'm aware of besides just putting the penguin in a circle. But we'll get to them.
Our reverse retro is right out Pittsburgh.
That's true. You did do that well. I will give that to you.
Yeah. I have the Red Hawks here.
The Red Wings.
That too. I see like the wing and I'm like, Hawk. I'm so out of it. I literally was just fixing my AirPod and didn't even think. The Red Wings, I just don't even, it's like a bicycle.
It is like a, I mean, because it's from Motor City.
I know. To
look like a car tire.
But I don't get car tire. I get bicycle.
There's a lot of spokes. There's a lot of spokes on this screen in general.
Like if they were filled in, I would get tire. But I don't. I get bicycle.
That's fair. All right. 22. Not well.
Boston, I already said it. I don't.
It's the same reason for me with the Canucks logo. I mean, I love the detail of this one, but their alternate logos really stress me out. And this one is... You know, it's all right, but like you said, if it doesn't make sense for the people looking at it, that's not good, and you didn't know what it was, so that's not good either.
No, I, like, did. I, regardless, Boston Bruins, get a better logo. That's the conclusion here. But this is our number 22, so this is the first wave.
Yes, so these two are the best of the worst.
Yes. Good for you, Boston and Vancouver.
Best of the worst. All right, well, with that, we will wrap it up, and you guys will have to wait for our 21 to 11. If you want to see your team in 21 to 11, let us know. Also, let us know if we underestimated your team's rankings. We love to hear what you guys think. Till next time.
Yeah, at me on Twitter.
Yeah, I guess make sure you add Megan on Twitter, but also make sure you add a sweetheart. I can't.
Is it at me? Make sure you add
Sweethearts Pod on Twitter. Make sure you add us on Slapshot Sweethearts, and please, please, please subscribe to us on YouTube. We are trying to build up that number, and we are trying to give away as much crap as possible to all of you that subscribe. So the more of you that subscribe, the more inclined I am going to be to buy things and send them to you.
Or to ask people to send you other things for free.
Also
Adidas, true. Like, send me things.
Also true. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.